Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 26, verses 26 through 35. The Reverend Dr. James Benek is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 26. When Abimelech went to him from Gerar and Ahuzath, his advisor, and Pichol, the commander of his army, Isaac said to him, "Why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you." So we said, "Let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done nothing but good and sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. In the morning they rose early and exchanged oaths. And Isaac sent them on their way, and they departed from him in peace. That same day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." He called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, to be his wife, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Jesus said, "The scriptures bear witness about me." Also, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." These words are important. As we hear this seemingly obscure event in Genesis 26, some 2,000 years before Jesus, and yet these words are ultimately about Jesus. In our reading today, God has given the promised land to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their children, and to their children's children. We pick up the story a little bit before our text today with Isaac and Rebekah settling in the southwest part of Palestine in the region of the Philistines, ruled by King Abimelech. Palestine in the region of the king of Abimelech, just as Abraham had done with Sarah, Isaac passes his wife off as his sister, but is found out by Abimelech. Abimelech fears Isaac and warns his people not to touch Isaac or Rebekah, just as we heard earlier with Abraham. Isaac then plants crops and possesses flocks and herds and becomes very wealthy. Also becomes very envied by the Philistine people. So much so that the Philistines filled Isaac's wells with dirt. Abimelech instructs Isaac to go away from there, saying, "You are much mightier than we." And so Isaac, in his patience and humility, as the Church of Christ is, picks up his household and moves it elsewhere. Three times Isaac dug a new well with good water, and each time the Philistines said, "This is our water." And Isaac moved again to another place. Isaac finally settled in Beersheba. And God said to him, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you, and I will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake." And there Isaac established a church. He built an altar, and he called upon the name of the Lord and proclaimed God's word. Concerning this text, Luther writes, "Thus the clergy should read and learn the Holy Scriptures in order that they themselves may also teach others concerning religion, pray, devote themselves to the altar, and preach in the name of the Lord, like Isaac among the Philistines." Isaac's devotion to God, his preaching of the word, his trust in God, and his patient long-suffering all served as a witness of Christ and his church to all those around him. And so the same is for the church today, and even you and me as we serve in the church. Devotion to God, the preaching of the word, trust in God, and our patient long-suffering serves as a witness to all those around us. Then Abimelech went to see Isaac. That's where our text picks up today. Isaac said, "Why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and I have sent you away?" As believers in Jesus Christ, we must also ask the same of God. Why have you come to earth? Don't you hate us? Why did you become one of us? Why did a holy God come to visit a sinful people? We have hated you, and yet you come to us humble and patient. Abimelech says, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you." Luther takes this as a confession of sin and faith as he writes, "It is as though Abimelech is saying, we are not ill-disposed toward you, since we see plainly that God is with you, and we also want to be associated with you in the same church and faith. We want to know and worship your God." End of Luther's quote. We want to worship your God, your God, the babe of Bethlehem, Emmanuel, God with us. Just as Abimelech said, the Lord has been with you, Emmanuel. We know this God who comes to die for us that we may be with him forever. Abimelech said, and his men said, "Let there be a sworn pact between us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, that you may send us away in peace." Christ has established a covenant with us. He bound himself to us with his own blood. And with his blood, he paid for our sins and promises forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. This is a sworn pact between God and us. This is God's promise to forgive our sins, and he has done it. This is God keeping all harm of death and hell away from us. This is God who has mercy on us and sends us away from the altar each week in peace. Our conscience is at peace, and there is no more divide between God and us. And that same day, Isaac's servants told Isaac that they found water, and there they would stay to live with God and one another as believers in Yahweh. Living water has come to us, a font that will never dry up. It will never be filled in. It will never be destroyed by the enemy. This water is our baptism. It will always be with us, where God comes to us and washes away our sins, and he drowns our sin and death, and he nourishes us in that water that wells up to eternal life, That is Jesus Christ. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are God's church, living under that one true Redeemer of us all. Of our text, once again, Luther writes, consequently, this entire account is a confirmation of the compass the church must have, for it must have defense and lodging in life. We build our altars to preach God's word, and we celebrate his covenant meal with us, where he has fellowship with us, feeding us with his body and blood for the forgiveness of sin. Here in his holy Christian church is our defense and our lodging in Jesus Christ. In this church, we give testimony to the God of our salvation, to our family and friends, and to all God's people around the world, that God came to earth to save us. And we ring this salvation out to all those who will hear it. We tell it to our children and to our grandchildren, for we are the new Israel, people of the covenant through his blood, the children of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Though we live in this church militant where the world will look at us with hate and envy, just like the Philistines, and even if they harm and take our life, yet we live in peace. The peace in Christ Jesus. Even while we share the message of peace of Jesus Christ, who has reconciled us to our Father. Though he is a foreshadow and a lineage of Christ, Isaac will suffer much as a child of God. His son Esau will turn away from God and marry out of the faith. His grandson Joseph will be sold to Egypt. His granddaughter will be raped. But Isaac knows of the ram in the thicket. He knows of the substitute when he was to be sacrificed by his father, Abraham. He knows of a greater sacrifice who would come to be the substitute for his sin and his death. And yet, through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, through Judah and Tamar and Boaz, through Rahab and Ruth and Jesse and David, through Solomon and Jehoshaphat and Hezekiah, through Jeconiah and Eliezer and Jacob and Joseph and Mary, at just the right time, God would bring forth his son, the perfect Isaac, and establish his new Israel, his holy Christian church, where we live as enemies of the world, envied by the world and all of its kings. Yet in Christ we live in peace. And we live in the comfort of knowing our salvation is won. We live in patience and we live in virtue as the redeemed in Christ, clothed with his righteousness and purity forever. Jesus said, the scriptures bear witness about me, all of them, including Genesis 26. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham and Isaac was, I am. These words are important as we hear this maybe not so obscure event in Genesis 26, where they testify about Jesus and his holy church and our eternal salvation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.